Hi, this is Chaim Goldman for The Peak, and this is The Peak Elevated. This is our bonus interview with Rebecca Lavrenz, who is a Colorado Springs resident and grandmother who went to Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021, entered the Capitol by her own admission for about 10 minutes walk through it, and then was visited by the FBI and now is up on four federal misdemeanor charges and is going to trial very, very soon in Washington, D.C. So I hope you listen to our interview, our program with Rebecca. But as we do in these bonus interviews, we say, what's on your heart? What would you like to talk about now that we're off the air? And Rebecca says that she would like to talk about covenant and restoring godly culture. Her website, restoringgodlyculture, is it .com? .com.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. So why is covenant on your heart now regarding our country and just us as a people?
Okay. Well, ever since I can remember, since I got married, I've always known that covenant, specifically marriage covenant, was important to God. And I didn't realize how important it was till I had to go through the struggles of my own marriage, where I found out my husband had multiple adulterous affairs during the marriage. But when I was in a Christian college, before we got married, I had written a paper on 1 Corinthians 7 that talks about when a covenant or there should be no separation or divorce unless for certain things, but there can be time for that, but you should remain single, but be reconciled, and that you're committed to your, in 1 Corinthians 7, that you were committed to that marriage covenant until death do you part. So that was always grounded in me, even from my parents as a child. I knew that when you get married, that's till death do you part. And so I realized, though, even though there was adulterous relationships, that I would put boundaries on the marriage covenant, but I would never break it. And so I just knew that that was what God said, and I didn't worry about it too much or think about it other than it was hurtful to go through things like that, of course. But then as I went into the situation with our country, I realized there's another covenant, and that was the 1620 Mayflower Covenant, where those pilgrims who had separated their lives unto God, and they came to the United States, or to the land that they didn't know what was going to be. They had no idea, but they knew they were going to a new land. And before they got off that ship, the Mayflower, they signed this Mayflower Compact. And they said this land that they set on foot on would be for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. That was called the Mayflower Compact, which a compact with them that was an agreement with God, and it was a covenant. And covenants are taken very seriously by God. Deuteronomy 7, I'm sure you know that, Chaim, where it says that we have a covenant with God and we're separated unto him. And so he is God of the universe. He's the one that makes covenant with us, and he will keep that for thousand generations. It says in Deuteronomy 7:9, I will keep my covenant to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. And I think the only way to come back to our covenant is by honoring those covenants. And if we break one, and I got to tell you what happened to me. I knew I was prepared. I had to prepare for this interview today. And Saturday, about 5:30 in the morning, all of a sudden I woke up abruptly and I thought I heard a knock on my door. I have a door knocker and I'm out in the country, and I thought very clearly I heard a door knock on my door. And but then all of a sudden I realized, oh, that's not anybody there. It's 5:30 in the morning. I looked out my window and there was nobody there. And I felt kind of like Samuel when Eli said, Samuel, you know, and he said, speak, Lord, your servant heareth, listens. And so immediately I thought of the scripture in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and I will come in and sup with you. And so I felt like God was wanting to talk to me. And so I believe he spoke to me, not audibly, but through my thoughts, and just said, Rebecca, your country is the way it is, basically. These are just my thoughts I'm expressing, because you have broken the marriage covenant. Your country, people in the body of Christ have putzed it off, or whatever you want to say. They said, it's okay to divorce and remarry. It's okay to divorce and remarry, but that's a covenant. A marriage covenant is made when you get married and you decide that there's not going to be anybody else in my life but that one person. Just like when you make a covenant with God and you say, I'm yours, God, I will do, I'm a coin in your pocket. I have no, my life isn't my own. And so I felt like God said that we as, and this may offend people, I understand that, But I think the body of Christ is one of the main reasons why our country is in the way shape it is, because we have not respected the marriage covenant. And I think I've been very concerned about the borders and how the walls have been broken down. And there's scriptures that talk about if you know, the walls are down, you know, you're free to any kind of stuff. And I think because we broke our covenant with marriage, I believe that the body of Christ, if it's been you, no condemnation, but we need to go before God and say, God, did I break that? If you were divorced and you remarried, then there's a need for repentance, because it's all over scripture. And even in Revelations, every single church was told, you know, repent. You did this right, but you need to repent from that. And you're lukewarm, and you have lost your first love. All those things, and if my people will humble themselves and pray and return to God and repent, but there are very serious things that we've broken that I don't think as a body of Christ we've really repented from. And if we repent, I think that's repent from the covenant, then God can restore that, the 1620 covenant. We can get our country back and have a godly nation again.
Yeah, I agree that marriage, you know, becomes the ultimate, because, the relationship between God and his people is a marriage. And so when we get to the point where we're breaking our own marriages, none of these things seem to mean anything anymore. But it started a long time before that. The church has been lawless. And we quote that verse of, you know, depart from me, I never knew you. You know, for those who say, didn't we do this in your name and that in your name? But people tend to not quote the very next verse, which is, you know, you who bring iniquity, who perpetrate lawlessness. And so even you said, those who love me and do what? Keep my commandments. And so much within religion at this point, rather than seeing commandments as commandments, they're dismissed theologically. Is that something for the Jewish people? That's something, you know, and of course, we can bring that up to today where that's old fashioned. That's basically what that's saying. That's old fashioned. Well, God is very old fashioned. He's the Ancient of Days. So, what are the implications that you see for our country in order to restore godly culture? What do we need to do?
Well, like I said, I think we need to repent. We need to examine our hearts, and I think I believe anybody has their eyes and ears open, though there's a lot of injustice that does makes no sense. There's a scripture in Proverbs 28:5 that says, evil men do not understand justice, but those who crave and seek the Lord understand it fully. So my action step, if you will, would be don't look at everybody out there. I think don't look at your... Yes, we need to honor and respect people that are in authority and people that are pastors and things like that. But if you don't have your own personal relationship with God and you know him and you hear his voice and you seek him and know what his word says, especially, you know, even about those commandments, the Ten Commandments, and there's many more that God wants us to honor. But if we seek him first and crave him, it says in the Amplified version of that scripture, then we will be able to know what is right. We will know what he says about his commandments. We will know those things. We will guard our heart without diligence, for out of it flow those issues of life. And one of the other verses that came to me today, I was preparing for this, it says that in Proverbs, I think it is 28:25, I might be wrong in that, but a city without walls, a spirit that does not have any control over it is like a city without walls. And you're breaking it down. If you don't know God in a personal way, my encouragement is get to know God and then repent. If there's divorce, or repent for those in your family. We have access to God's the courts of heaven, and we can petition him for things like that. And I think that's important as a body. And I just wanted to quote, if you have time here, but this is a quote that...
Okay, quick. We have about a minute left. I wanted to get to your website.
Okay.
So can we do that? So restoringgodlyculture.com. What will people find when they go there?
They'll find different pictures of people that I've met along my journeys to stand in for my January 6th case. There's going to be a link to Constitutional Live and to another ministry that I'm part of that believes in covenant. There's just different things on that side. So it's being developed every day. Then from that link, if you go to the restoringgodlyculture.com, there's a donate button where you can go to my website if you feel led to donate, not only for my legal defense, but for helping to restore our godly culture.
Okay. And well, let's finish with that verse.
Okay. Martin Luther, in around early 1500s said, if I profess with loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to the steady on all battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. So don't flinch at restoring marriage covenant and our country. Don't flinch and draw back from what God's calling you to do.
Okay. Rebecca Lavrens, thank you so much for spending this extra time with us.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate this so much.
I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak.